Step into the wealth elevator and join our 12,000 plus member community who have passively invested over $200 million to acquire over $2.1 billion in commercial real estate. Sign up by going to thewealthelevator.com/club. And here we go.
Now, on this podcast, we're going to be talking on something a little bit less hardcore investing. It's going to be a little bit more surrounding a spiritual work. And as we take a break and build up the full rounded person once a month at most. But before you guys fast forward, just a quick announcement. The 2022 January retreat from January 14th to 17th is almost full at this point. Early bird specials are going to be going away very soon. Pricing will be going up and up as we get closer to our max headcount. We are going to be doing a happy hour on the first evening in Waikiki. Again, make sure you guys get the room block. That's going to be the hangout spot for the late evenings at the bar and also at the breakfast bar in the morning. I'm going to let you guys know this now, especially the guys who are coming. If you guys need to take this hint, interact with other people, book ad hoc little breakfasts or meetings with other people. If you're one to come with your spouse, that's cool, but maybe divide and conquer and meet as many people amongst this vetted group of people, most of which are accredited investors. Saturday is going to be our full day of Circle Island tour on the bus, a little bit of a hiking planned, and we'll get you guys home in the early afternoon so you can freshen up, take a shower, because you'll probably be stink from all the hiking and running around the island. For our evening sunset, right at the base of Diamond Head Waikiki, we've got a section off evening event for you guys on Saturday. Sunday will be the full day mastermind at Ko'olina side, which is the west side of the island. Most of the events will be happening in Waikiki, but we'll take people out to the other side of the island for a full day Sunday, which is more of the serious masterminding workshop day. After that, we'll take you to the luau, and Monday's going to be more of a chill day, especially if you stayed at the room block in Waikiki. This is going to be a chance for you guys to enjoy the Martin Luther Day holiday, which is the Monday day off. Some of you guys who can't burn up vacation, maybe need to find a better job and so you can enjoy yourself on the path to financial independence. But that might be a travel day for some, but for others, they'll probably be extending their vacation out to Tuesday, Wednesday to enjoy the winter in paradise in January. If you have any questions, go to simplepassivecashflow.com/2022retreat. If you have any individual questions, email the team at team@simplepassivecashflow.com. And if we haven't met you, join our club at simplepassivecashflow.com/club and book that complimentary onboarding call and get into your stuff and get you pointed in the right direction so you can stop wasting your time and hit the Simple Passive Cash Flow. Space is filling up for the retreat. Again, go to simplepassivecashflow.com/2022retreat. See you here next month and enjoy the show.
This is a story about a dude named Lane. He moved to the mainland and bought one place to stay. And then one day he went and tried to rent them out. And then he became one real investor man.
Hey, so special listeners. Today we have Brandon Beecham, who is the thought leader and host of the Positive Head podcast. Today we are not going to be talking too much about investing, but the hard stuff that you guys like. This is going to be a little bit of a retreat to round out the individual in you. After all, once you get to financial freedom, you implement the simple passive cash flow system, which is actually pretty simple and easy. I'll take that back. It's not easy, but it is simple. Many of you guys are able to hit financial freedom in maybe 5 to 10 years, especially you high net worth folks out there that haven't unlocked all your equity and lazy capital. But we're going to be talking to Brandon, who's going to share his story because he came from a lot of our background, the higher net worth, the stressed out professional, the person running and running to you get to financial freedom and the shift to get there. Brandon, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Lane. Thank you, my friend. And I would like to add one little caveat to that. I would say we are going to talk about investing, but investing in yourself.
After college, most people stop spending money and spending time proving themselves. And that's really where you get the ROI to be a more well-rounded person. So people want to hang out with you. And as we say all the time, your network is your net worth. Nobody just wants to hang out with some rich person that has a high-paying job. That's no fun to hang out with. But Brandon, why don't you give people a little bit of backstory, because you were in the space of a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on the East Coast in Virginia. I currently live in California. And I started always a serial entrepreneur from the time I was 10 years old, starting to sell candy at school. Always an entrepreneurial spirit. And where it got really interesting for me was in my early 20s, where I started to explore what I refer to as the ultimate nature of reality. Okay, life, what's really going on here? I always had that sort of philosophical side. That's where things really got interesting. And I went deep down that rabbit hole of exploring the ultimate nature of reality. And just a high level, what my perspective is that we are all one with the source consciousness that creates all things. And whatever you want to call it, consciousness, God, higher self, we're all one, essentially. And even the separation between us is illusory. The financial abundance that I want in the world is an extension of me, because it's all an extension. Everywhere I go, the perspective I started installed as my core operating system. It's one thing to understand or play with this stuff theoretically, and it's another thing to apply it to your everyday life. A lot of ups and downs in the early days on this journey. And at one point I was on my friend's couch, 30 something years old, by all societal standards, not a raging success, but I really believed these concepts about the ultimate nature of reality in the core of my being. And so I looked around and said, okay, I know I'm worthy of attracting more financial abundance in my world. And I continued to hold that vibration, that perspective. And ultimately, if you're being it vibrationally, most people are doing something like work in order to have money, in order to be happy. But that's actually backwards. The way it really works is you be happy and you find yourself doing and having things that are a reflection of you. Be it to see it. I was ignoring my external circumstances and saying, I know my worth. I feel it in my being. And the universe ultimately has to respond to that because everything's vibrational in nature. And I went from the friend's couch to synchronistically getting led to travel related business model idea. I was working for a company and saw a gaping hole in the industry. And I took that ball and ran with it. And it went from me on my friend's couch to 4 years later, 569th fastest growing private company in the US. I attribute it to my perspective and the ultimate nature of reality. And at that time, I stepped away from the day-to-day operations to focus on my highest excitement, which is sharing these perspectives on the ultimate nature of reality. And I launched the Positive Head podcast. It's really resonated with people from all walks of life. Those who are really focused on this kind of spiritual centric philosophical stuff, and the people who have hit the goal line in their life of material success, but what's lacking is the soul line. And that's the thing that I really am passionate about, because if you go and explore a lot of these concepts, you apply the ideas and see for yourself, evidence speaks the loudest. And I found that when people approach this with an open mind and start exploring, shown interesting things about who and what they actually are.
All right. So let's catch people up. You went and started this company. Take us to the point, the peak, when you had money in the bank account. What was the trigger that made you realize that I didn't really want to be on this, I don't know if I want to call it a roller coaster, but this track, this linear path?
It's not that I didn't want to. It was certainly a part of my evolution, my growth. And I'm still an entrepreneur. I have a production company and produce a podcast. I still have a travel company. I still love creating businesses and being involved. If you're all focused in that direction, you're going to get there. I think it's like everything in life. You got to have the right balance. And once you start to open up to the truth of why the heck am I actually here? It's not just to make money. What is abundance? Monetary abundance is just one form of abundance. I would say the most valuable form of abundance is time, or health would probably come next. There's certainly some billionaires out there who would probably trade all their money for health and youth, and really getting a well-rounded view of your human experience so that you can appreciate the money that you earn. And you have a new way of approaching how to call it in, as opposed to just doing something out there to cause it to come into your life. Your life shows up as a reflection of your vibrational offering. Everything is vibrational in nature. Science proves that as well. The particles that make me up aren't solid at all. It's all vibration. And so once you start playing with that, then you start to get the holistic view to your life, and monetary abundance can come as a byproduct, and you actually have it in its right lane.
In 2015, I had 11 turnkey rentals and realized that there's nothing passive about direct ownership in rental properties. This coming from an accredited investor perspective. Our group these days are mostly accredited investors, strictly looking for syndication deals for a purely passive investment strategy. One part of my portfolio is the American Homeowner Preservation, or what folks in the Hui call AHP. George Newberry, once apartment investor and mentor to myself, is now sponsoring podcasts for the fourth year in a row. His private note fund, which by the way also accepts non-accredited investors, cuts out the middlemen and allows you to invest directly with him to fight the mortgage crisis in America. Feel good knowing that you are helping families stay in their home after buying their underwater note at a huge discount. Join him by purchasing distressed mortgages while cashing your distribution check on a monthly basis. Find something else better out there? Just let me know. Invest as little as $100 by going to
ahptitle.com.
And if you want the free Burn Zone book, claim it at simplepassivecashflow.com/AHP. And don't forget to join our private investor club to get more insider access. Go to simplepassivecashflow.com/club.
For a lot of people out there, they're working their six-figure, multiple six-figure jobs. Uh-huh. And especially for the fee, when we do some tax help with folks, we break down and the people that have it the roughest, or maybe this is a blessing in disguise for them. You have both spouses making several hundred thousand dollars a year. We call mm-hmm. them in the golden hamster wheel because they're both high income earners.
Yep.
And it's their best way to make money to invest it. Unfortunately, there's no in between. They can't go to part-time. They just need to kind of high rev the engine and then shut it off at some point when they hit escape velocity, when mm-hmm. they hit that certain net worth. What would you tell them? What I tell them is they need to financially just keep pushing forward, running in that golden hamster wheel. But spiritually, what would you recommend to that type of person?
Great question. We are one with the source consciousness that creates and animates all. You weren't created on the day you were born. You have amnesia to who and what you were prior. You incarnated in the physical dimension, and you are not a human being in this moment hearing about spiritual stuff. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You guys are smart. You successful people. Just be open enough to play with the ideas and see for yourself. And what happens when someone gets to that point in their evolution, some very interesting things can start occurring in your life. The core of what I'm talking about here is you are the creator and created rolled in one. As Rumi said thousands of years ago, you're not the drop separate from the ocean. The ocean is in the drop. As you start to tap into these concepts, you say, what story am I telling about my reality? What story are you telling? Are you telling the story that this is it? This is how I get locked in. This is where I'm stuck. I've been deep in this world and had some of the biggest thought leaders in the world. When people start playing with this stuff, you start to see, what if I tell a different story about my exit strategy and how I can have the life of my dream and without being stuck? And the universe shifts to your belief. One of my friends, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he wrote a great book called The Biology of Belief, showing all the scientific aspects of how our beliefs create our reality.
What are one of these stories that you're talking about? If you can give us examples.
I am stuck because I have house payment and these cars and I have expensive lifestyle and I make $100,000 a year and my wife makes $100,000 a year and we need $200,000 a year to maintain what we're doing. It's all or nothing. I'm stuck, right? That's a story. There are many ways that even you, not getting nearly as esoteric as I am, could probably even start saying, hey, there's ways that you can get passive income on the side, create this thing. If you tell that story, guess what? Because you're such a powerful creator being, I create as I speak, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So I would invite people to start exploring the ideas that maybe there's always another way. And the infinitely creator that I'm a part of can find ways. A lot of times we're playing checkers from our 3D human level ego self, and your higher self wants to play chess. It can see the board from a totally different vantage point. And once you start tapping in and connecting with that, you just start following your intuition more, which is the highest form of intelligence, I believe, because it comes from your past experiences that you recall and information beyond your human. And you start tapping into your intuition. In many ways the universe can send you, just like it sent me. I called the vision. I need to call in millions of dollars to create what I wanted in business. Here's this travel business. I had no interest in that, no knowledge of that, but I was in a state of where I suspended disbelief and believed that it was possible that something could just be dropped on my lap.
So in a way, is this kind of just say yes to things as they naturally come around?
Saying yes, I believe, is a inherently positive thing to do. And it doesn't mean, hey, I think you should jump off a bridge. Oh, okay, yes. So once again, starting to develop this intuition part of ourselves that we all have, this higher intelligence that's coming from beyond just logical thinking. Once you start working out that muscle, you start reading the subtle energy of, am I feeling a sense of excitement to go do this thing I normally wouldn't do? Learning to follow that excitement, it leads you places that you couldn't have calculated from your normal way of viewing things. And always using a sense of intelligence as well. It's about metering these things, adding a little bit of all the components and to get the most optimal outcome.
I like that whole yes thing. I look at it as you're taking in many options and there might be some bad things in there, but there might be some good things. Naturally, if it's like kind of water flowing through a bunch of rocks, it finds the path.
Can we talk about the good and the bad for a second?
Yeah.
I would say there's bad is just a construct. And even in business, you hear a lot of times you either learn or you win, right? Invite failure. Once you understand how divinely orchestrated your human experience is for you, you start to move into a state of the best question you can ask, the game-changing question, why is this happening for me? Because everything is happening for you. Life is reflecting back to you in a way that is leading you to the next greatest version of yourself. The results are profound. They speak the loudest.
And this is where it gets into the hero's journey tale. Right?
Yes, 100%. I can share a little of my hero's journey tale with my business if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
My company from zero to hero to an offer to be bought out for $30 million. Within 12 hours of the offer, after many months of due diligence coming over, we hear from our biggest marketing partner, we're going to stop doing business with you because we formed a partnership. And it's basically two behemoths pushing the little guy out. The $30 million offer blows up. I then discover my best friend and business partner that I had given him his equity in the company years earlier was trying to orchestrate how he could recapitalize and take my brother and I's shares from us. So I'd given this person equity. He had sold some months earlier and the only one who became a millionaire off of what I created. And we uncover through access to his email in a weird way where we can see that he's planning to try and take our remaining shares from us. I go to him and say, you don't have to take what's left. You can have it. We've uncovered your plot because I am infinitely abundant. And I just want to be away from your toxic energy. And a fourth partner as well. So it's me and my brother and then these other two partners, primary partners. We walked away. Now, was that easy? We'd just been offered $30 million weeks earlier. Not at all. But I knew. I trusted. I knew it was happening for me, not to me. I knew the same thing that allowed me to call in that abundance was right around the corner. Abundance is your birthright, the quintessence of your being, the essence of the essence. And so I trusted and I got to put this into practice. And so fast forward 6 years. That was, you know, December 24th, 2015. I severed ties there, walked away. I tell my hero's journey tale and how this business partner, as I call the villain in my story, they often say, I have a guy I had on my show, Dr. Eben Alexander. He's a Harvard neurosurgeon who he got meningitis. He went from being the Harvard brain specialist to in a coma because his brain is getting eaten alive. Interesting. And they say, pull the plug. He's not coming back. They go to pull the plug. He miraculously comes back. All he remembers is his time on the other side, what he has shown at first. It takes him a while to even remember his human self. He then writes a book about it. He said one of the things he was shown on the other side was how things are structured for our growth here. And oftentimes the villain in your story is your best friend on the other side. They play a role for you so you can have an experience of forgiveness or being the bigger person. I believed that with this friend and business partner, but I also walked away and see you in another life. The day I hit print on my new book, he calls me. My phone rings. I see his number pop up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's almost 6 years. I answer. He says, I know you probably don't want to talk to me, but I've been on my own intense spiritual journey the last few years. Now, this guy ridiculed me years back, and that's part of the reason he was trying to screw me over. I was the crazy spiritual guy. He said, I've had some profound experiences in meditation and where you keep coming up and something about us writing a book together has been shown to me. And well, I don't write, Brandon. I said, we just wrote a book together. I just hit print moments ago where you're the villain. Now, this friend, because I handled it with so much grace, is now back in my life. We met up, a lot of tears. Now my best friend is back, new and improved. He has just crushed it in business since I saw him. He lost everything, almost suicidal, came back. He just sold the small part of his business last week. And that's by far the smaller part of his business. Let's help more people to wake up. Because he was manipulative, control. Money was everything to this guy. And now he's seen the light. He understands. That's my hero's journey tale with dealing with business and keeping this perspective through it all. And that's the results it's gotten me.
A lot of people would probably never give the guy a chance again.
Yeah, I know too much, Lane. Once you start waking up to this stuff, you start seeing there's a lot of synchronicity that happens, right? For example, my birthday. My dad was 28. His birthday is July 28th. And he had me on his birthday. It's his grandmother's birthday as well, my great-grandmother. Her mother died on that day. This ex-partner, his grandmother's birthday, July 28th, and his baby mama. And it goes on and on. I see and recognize the connections. It starts becoming a feedback loop in a way that reflects you back to you in a way that just gets really fun and interesting. And it's always happening for you.
I think the hero's journey, I never heard it said that way, that at some point, this is going to happen. This is you're going to step up to the plate, and this is going to be the situation. It's going to be your enlightenment moment to make the right decision. But I think a lot of people, myself included, would probably do the complete opposite.
It's understandable. Everyone's acting rational based on their perspective. And that's a rational choice.
I think that's why I brought you on. I think our mindsets clash, but I can see where you're coming from. And then I think my takeaway is I've had the belief to get me thus far, but I'm very different. But I also acknowledge and accept guys like yourself. It's kind of like what you guys have is what I want sometimes. Surely from the exterior, it kind of looks a little bit, it's a head scratcher, but I feel like you guys move through life a little bit more freer, easier.
The place you're in and your way of responding, it's beautiful because you show I'm a smart, logical guy. Here's the thing, Lane. I can't tell you anything our higher self doesn't already know. I can only help you remember what you've forgotten. This is the game God plays with herself throughout eternity. It is all one and it is love. But if you have no contrast, that means nothing, right? We also know time is an illusion. Einstein proved that. You shoot me in outer space, bring me back a day later, and I'm a day older and you've been gone for 100 years or something. God is eternal, source, higher self, consciousness, and it is love at its core. But without the contrast, it has no meaning and it loses itself. It can have the experience of remembering again. You're at a point in your journey where you incarnated in the physical dimension when you were born. You've forgotten where you came from and all the history you have. And you're playing the character of Lane. And at some point, you've attracted me into your life because there's something here for you. And vice versa. There's always something there for you in it. And this is what my dharmic path is, to help people re-member. Come back together. And it's all you. It's all happening to you. If you're open-minded enough to play with the concepts, you're obviously a very smart guy. The listeners are very smart people. They're not going to take my word for it. I just challenge you to play with some of these ideas with an open mind and buckle up, because the things that start getting shown to you, it gets pretty trippy in a good way. And you're right. The results speak the loudest. My life is magical in the most beautiful, profound way, but I'm consciously creating that. And it doesn't mean I don't have hardship or challenges. On the other side of this lump of coal, there's a diamond waiting to be found. There's a gift here. It just makes life into this beautiful dance and this work of art where you stop playing from such a narrow bandwidth and perspective.
I think some of the more enlightened folks out there, they may be skeptic, but they have an open mind. But a part of any human behavior is doing the small things and getting lucky with some positive feedback. What are some of those like small wins people could be going for before they start running around naked?
We have varied experiences, like you and I and a lot of the listeners. We're all different walks of life, different backgrounds. However, I would say we all have the same job in common. Our number one job is to manage your vibration. When you start to understand that every idea, every great business that's ever been created, it started in consciousness. Every time we can see evidence that it all stems from there. Managing your vibration means you start approaching your life where I don't want to be a reactive being anymore. If this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. If this happens, it's you proactively show up, trusting a master embraces whatever shows up because they know it's exactly what they need to become the next greatest version of themselves. I'm going to get up today, and before I go to the office, I'm going to choose to be in a state of gratitude is the doorway to creating more. The chair under your butt, the roof over your head. Your ancestors didn't have that. We take it for granted. Start finding gratitude for the little things, because you're a creator. You're emanating a vibration of gratitude that attracts things that represent gratefulness. All of a sudden, more things start coming to be grateful for. You can play with these ideas, like that one annoying coworker that's always bugged you. Try holding the vision of them being loving, kind, peaceful. Don't react anymore. Create them vibrationally in your own mind, in your own consciousness, and then go interact with them. Watch the results. It's all an extension of me in some way. It gets interesting because you find the beauty in every moment. And that leads to those small wins. You don't have to figure it all out. That's the beautiful thing. You just have to manage your vibration and then be curious, exploring the things that come across your path.
I look at things in a more pragmatic view. I get the whole vibration thing, but I'm going to translate for the people out there. It shows up, maybe you smile a little bit more, you come up with a little bit better body language, and that obviously translates and resonates with other people better. Hopefully that drives the wedge to the next step, right? The next small one, the next small one.
Opportunity can come in so many ways. You can't begin to calculate it all. If you understand how energy works, it's all energy. Once you start understanding how it works, that itself is drawn. The greatness is in you. It's waiting to emerge, just like the acorn. If you take it and put it on the shelf in the kid's room, it's never going to grow into the oak tree. Create the right conditions, water, soil, sunlight. And what it transforms into is incredible compared to where it started. That's you. It's all in you, waiting for you to create the right conditions. Managing your vibration, being in a state of gratitude for what you already have, leads to more.
Any other small win tactics?
Yeah, I do. You and I are separate. We can make an argument for that. And most people would agree with it. You and I are one is something I'm talking about on the show. That's a more esoteric, you know, what I would say is actually a higher truth. My form is the consciousness of animature form. The separation is holographic in nature. It's a simulation, which is something you have people like Elon Musk saying, hey, one in a billion chance we're in a base level reality and not a simulation, because he's looked at the evidence surrounding this. One of the things is the separation between you and your environment and others is actually illusory in nature. And so instead of when you see something that you admire, like Lane, I could never do what Lane does. And yeah, of course he's had that success. Look at how talented he is. Look at how smart he is. Now, when you see the person on Instagram or you hear Lane, instead of saying, oh, he's there and I'm here and I'm not good enough and did it. No, it's such a close vibrational match that it's in my movie, right front and center. I'm getting closer to it. Because it wouldn't be here if it wasn't. You can't attract anything that isn't a vibrational match for you. That goes to all the beautiful things that are easy to appreciate. And that also goes for all the things that are challenging you. And that's where your growth is in those challenging ones.
All right, Brandon, you want to get your podcasts and your contact information?
Yeah. I'd love to connect with any of you. You can find me by just searching my name on, you know, social media, Brandon Beecham. My podcast is called Positive Head. I talk about this stuff 5 days a week. It's a daily conscious effort to maintain an elevated vibration. And that's what I help people to do, along with my co-host. I just released a book called The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. I've decided to practice what I preach instead of going traditional publishing route. I call it the good kind of selfish. If I help you to remember this stuff because you are me and an extension of me, that energetically comes back to me. So I wanted to gift the golden key and the 8 keys in the book to everyone. And you can get the audio and or ebook for free with the key code at checkout on my website, which is goldenkey.gift. Is the website goldenkey.gift. And if you use the code Simple Passive, then you can get the audio or ebook as a gift.
Well, that on your podcast, your co-host isn't the villain, is it?
I know. You know, now that we're back in each other's lives and riding a bike, my old friend is back, but new and improved with big financial wins in business that he wants to apply to spreading more consciousness with me. We have talked about having him on my podcast to talk about our journey together. We haven't done it yet, but I think it is inevitably going to happen because his story has become such an integral part of what I share now, that my hero's journey story. And once again, you can take my perspective and say, wow, what a beautifully orchestrated journey. And every great movie, by the way, Lane, is the hero's journey tale. Star Wars is one of the greatest examples. Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey. You can look into that more. And it's just like, that's the reason we love the hero's journey in our stories is because it's our story as humanity. It's the journey that we're all on. We rise to the top and then fall, and then we come back, the phoenix out of the ashes. And it's the story of humanity. And it's why we all, every time a movie has that baked into it, we're sold.
All right, guys. Well, take your vibrations and unsubscribe from all the other podcasts and just listen to the Classic Cashflow. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Lane, thank you for being open enough to explore this on your show. I really appreciate it.
This website offers very general information concerning real estate for investment purposes. Every investor situation is unique. Always seek the services of licensed third-party appraisers and inspectors to verify the value and condition of any property you intend to purchase. Use the services of professional title and escrow companies and licensed tax, investment, and or legal advisor before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, as in every investment there is risk. The content found here is just my opinion, and things change, and I reserve the right to change my mind. Above all else, do your own analysis and think for yourself, because in the end, you are the only person who is going to look out for your best interests.
The proceeding is not tax, legal, or investment advice, nor an offer to sell securities or investment products. Always make informed decisions with professional guidance. Get educated and surround yourself with a community at thewealthelevator.com/club.